This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Miley clears up rumors and says she doesn't want to tour. Justin Timberlake laughs when the internet jokes about his wife, Jessica Biel. We've got hit after hit in your Friday music guide. You see how well Sweetie and Baby Tate know each other. And Maria Becerra builds her ultimate girl group.
Happy Friday, y'all. I'm Tetris, and this is Billboard News. It's May 19th, and we've got a ton of new bops in your Friday music guide. Has Bad Bunny ever failed? I think not.
He gives us everything we need with new track Where She Goes, including cameos from Frank Ocean and Lil Uzi Vert.
We'll have more new music throughout the show, but first, let's get to our top story.
Miley Cyrus is on the cover of British Vogue, and on the inside, she's having quite the tea party, because she is spilling. Here are three things to know from her revealing cover story.
Yeah, I can love me better than you can.
First, Miley's 8-week Hot 100 chart topper Flowers was almost very different. She said the empowering song used to be said with one lyric saying, I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, but I can't love me better than you can. Plus, Miley says she doesn't have time for the rumors that the song is about her ex, Liam. She's not into tricking the audience. If it were about him, you know.
I'm sorry that you're jaded.
Second, Miley said she's not a fan of those major tours. She said, there's no safety. It's also not natural. It's so isolating because you're in front of 100,000 people, then you are alone. It's not that she can't do it, she just doesn't have the desire to do it. Finally, she revealed some of the best advice she got from her godmother, Dolly Parton, when she remembered a wardrobe malfunction while hosting New Year's Eve with Pete Davidson.
The ratings were skyrocketing. Show your boobs and you get renewed. Dolly taught me that.
You don't want to lose those wings. People like me break. Beautiful thing.
It's safe to say, I'm in my grave. BTS's Jimin is joined by Money Long, Kodak Black, NLE Choppa, and Jake on Angel Part 1 from Fast 10. And the only way to describe this song is angelic.
Angel, don't fly so close to me. What you want, I'm what you need.
Sweetie and Baby Tate made a bop together with Hey Mickey, so to celebrate, we put their friendship to the test.
I'm Baby Tate.
And I'm Sweetie.
And we're gonna see how well we know each other.
Who would win in a twerk off?
Me.
Are we down to
twerk? No. Not in this dress.
Most likely to be late to set.
Don't judge me, there was traffic today. I think it's neutral.
Yeah.
Who's the bigger spender?
Probably Sweetie. You see the shirt, like.
Who takes the most selfies?
Ooh, I don't know, that might be a tie.
Yeah, I would say
I feel
maybe
like we're both, picture girls. Mm-hmm.
I was definitely taking pictures earlier.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. I'd get that good light.
Right?
Who's most likely to Google themselves?
Me.
Oh, well, me too. I mean, like, what's the?
I want to know, like, what y'all talking about?
Who's the better driver?
tell me.
I don't drive, so definitely.
I'm like the best getaway driver. I think in another life, like I was.
Who's a race car?
And now like a getaway driver. Oh, like,
period.
I could choop, 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 choop.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call you. Mm-hmm.
Who's the bigger crier?
I mean, I don't really cry that much.
Me
I don't have
either.
Any water in my chart.
Oh, I have hella water in my chart, but shoot.
You don't be crying?
No, I don't.
It's no more pain over here.
Right.
Who is most likely to forget lyrics when performing?
Yeah, I definitely be forgetting too.
Oh, yeah.
We have so many songs.
Right.
Like, I think people, like, they get a little hard on artists. Like, how you don't remember your words? Like, I write a lot of words.
I think it'd be like the choreo with the rabbit.
That's too much.
Yeah, I did it one time and they caught me in 4K.
Kesha is showing us Only Love Can Save Us Now. Her new album, Gag Order, has arrived.
Hate me harder, hate me harder.
Kylie Minogue is entering a new era with Put On, Put On.
Yeah. Yeah.
Justin Timberlake is responding to a TikTok user claiming the singer's girlfriend looks just like Jessica Biel. Justin Timberlake got in on the fun this week after someone pointed out the stark similarities between his wife and Jessica Biel. The joke started when the TikTok user left a comment on the pop star's video writing, "I don't know who you are, but your girlfriend looks like Jessica Biel. Congrats," followed by a pair of starry-eyed and thumbs-up emojis. The couple has been married for more than a decade, and the former NSYNCer couldn't resist turning the comment into a bit. In the video, JT lowers his sunglasses to look directly at the camera and say,
"Yeah. Yeah."
He doubled down in the caption writing, "From now on, I'm only going by Jessica Biel's boyfriend." Gotta love that Justin can jump in and make a joke out of this. Now where's some new music?
The worlds of Disney and K-pop have collided and I couldn't be happier.
Danielle from NewJeans voices the Little Mermaid. And K-pop idol Ailee lends her voice to Disney's The Ghost and Molly Magee.
Now let's toss it to Maria Becerra, who told us down in Miami who would be in her ultimate girl group.
Hola a todos, soy María Becerra y ahora les voy a decir quiénes serían las integrantes de mi grupo favorito en el que yo estaría. A mí me encantaría armar un grupo de chicas tipo las Destiny's Child, como algo así, o de Pussycat Dolls. Emilia, Tini, Lali y yo. Las cuatro. Ahí rompiendo y que seamos como un grupo full pop, R&B, como esas cosas me encantaría. Glam. Algo así como glamoroso, ¿entendés? Como las Pussycat Dolls, como algo así.
That's it for today. We'll be back Monday with your latest in charts and music news. But before you go, we've got one more entry in your Friday Music Guide. If your heart is broken, you might need to stay away from this next one. Louis Capaldi returns with Broken by Desire to be heavenly sent.
Oh, but instead I only wish you the best.
For even more new music, make sure you head to billboard.com. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.
Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Now open at Cosi. Don't miss Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition. This epic exhibit features over 200 authentic artifacts recovered from the ocean floor. Discover poignant passenger and crew accounts and majestic recreated interiors, including the iconic Titanic Grand Staircase. Tickets for Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition are on sale now. Book your voyage at Cosi.org.